Welcome to The Animal Guide for Curious Humans, the podcast that explores the vast world of non-human animals and our relationship to them. I'm your host, Maureen Armstrong. For more information, please visit us at theanimalguide.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Animal Guide for Curious Humans podcast. I'm your host, Maureen Armstrong. This is a brand new podcast for animal lovers and those curious about animals who want to expand their knowledge and maybe pick up some strategies to ensure our interactions with animals are positive and respectful. Through discussion with experts, we're going to examine the habits and behaviors of all manner of animals, from pets and farm animals to the wildlife of land and sea. We will look at how human behavior impacts them, both positively and negatively, and share practical tips for having appropriate interactions with them at home, on vacation, and in the wild. You know, researchers have documented over 1.2 million species of animals, but they estimate the total number of species is more like 8.7 million. Those numbers are constantly changing, of course, as more species are discovered and, sadly, as some become extinct. But it gives us an idea of exactly how vast the animal kingdom really is. And we humans are one species in that kingdom. Many animals have habits and behaviors that are quite similar to ours. They have communication systems. They create tools to assist with daily living. They develop distinct personalities relative to other members of their family or group. They can express emotion. Some examples. Researchers studying whales living in the Caribbean Sea have discovered they have a different accent than whales in other oceans. Baby elephants will suck their trunks to soothe themselves, much as human babies will suck their thumbs. And did you know that some wild chimpanzees in West Africa consume a fermented palm sap containing ethanol, alcohol, and they're consuming it by choice? I guess it's their version of having a nice glass of wine. Just as there are striking similarities between us and some animals, they have skills and abilities that are totally outside the realm of human capability. Cheetahs can run at speeds up to 70 kilometers an hour. Cuttlefish can make themselves invisible to the human eye. And for my fellow dog lovers out there, a dog's sense of smell is so powerful. They've actually been trained recently to detect COVID-19 in humans. There is so much to learn about and from other members of the animal kingdom. They are sentient beings just as we are. Shouldn't we recognize them as such? This podcast is a celebration of non-human animals, and it comes from a place of optimism about the future of our relationship with them. Personally, I find that a lot of animal welfare-related content on the internet and in social media is kind of hard to watch and hard to listen to. We aren't going to do that here. Absolutely, we're going to discuss the issues of needless suffering of animals, how and why that is happening, and what we can do about it. Much does need to be done to improve the plight of animals around the world. But we're going to avoid as much as possible shocking descriptions of animal cruelty. Also, the show is designed for adult and youth audiences. There are many excellent animal podcasts designed for children. Here, we will delve into scientific data and research, legal issues affecting animals, how public policy around the globe can protect or endanger them, and how we as individuals can help make a difference through our purchasing power and our community engagement. So while kids are welcome to listen to the show, it is really pitched to adults and those nearing adulthood. This podcast is born out of my lifelong passion for animals. I am semi-retired now and can dedicate my time and energy to this project. While I do not have any specific expertise around animals, I know how to connect with people who do. Together, we will learn from scientists, philosophers, and those working with various animal rights, animal protection, and animal welfare organizations. It is my hope that this show and website will be valuable resources for everyone who is curious about animals and their well-being. please join me on this journey of discovery by tuning into the podcast regularly, subscribing to it, and sharing it with others. Also, check us out at www.theanimalguide.com. Until next time, take care of yourself and the animals in your life.